About 35 Tufts University janitors are expected to lose their jobs at the end of the month as the school tries to cut costs. But the move faces opposition not just from workers and union leaders, but also some students. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the more than 70 students who joined a demonstration yesterday against the move.
Students joined janitors and organizers of the Service Employees International Union in Davis Square. Then they marched back to campus, and Tufts police arrested 5 students and an older man as protesters sat down on College Avenue. The arrests were made very peacefully, and the students continued back to campus for a rally around the administration building. Junior Allison Sikowitz was one of the organizers of the protest.
They've been putting efficiency over the livelihoods of very important members of our community. We think that the janitors who are currently working are already overworked.
Tufts projects that the layoffs will save it $900,000 a year. Sophomore David Ferrandis says there are better ways to save than what he calls marginalizing women of color.
We believe these cuts to be unfair, inequitable.
Tufts says it discovered that it was paying more to clean its campus than other universities were. Executive Vice President Patricia Campbell says Tufts has to make cuts to focus on its core mission.
Well, we've taken a pretty comprehensive look at all of our administrative costs. And this was one of the areas that we uncovered as having opportunity for us to reduce expenses and still deliver good service.
Campbell says the money Tufts saves will go to faculty, financial aid, and academic support services. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.